This episode is brought to you by Spewfest 5, a multi-stage 46-band extravaganza going down at the Cobra in the East Room on February 8th, 2020. That is this Saturday, February 8th, 2020. Get yourself over to the Cobra in the East Room. Tickets are on sale now. You will not want to miss this. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 183. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of entertainment and documentary content produced by Nashville residents for a global audience. Every show on the network is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you like to listen, including this show. I don't know where you're listening to this show, but we're all over the place. You can find us at weownthistown.net for details on all our shows, the lowdown on the latest episodes, and convenient links to subscribe. We're also on all the social networks at We Own This Town. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for notices about new episodes on all of our shows. We had a slew of new episodes this week that, of course, I suggest you check out. Bandsplainer did a fantastic episode about the problems being faced by women in country, particularly those operating in the modern country music world. Thick as Thieves released an episode all about a bizarre incident where artist Maria Abramovic was assaulted by another artist by her own portrait. She's okay. Liquid Gold did a piece all about winter citrus for your drinks. And our Tennessee Democratic podcast, if you don't know, now you know, spoke with the president of the Tennessee Educators Association, Beth Brown, all about the problems plaguing public schools in Tennessee. Oh, and Nashville Demystified did a bang-up episode all about Opryland, USA. It is a hell of a journey you need to go on. So please go check out all of those, every single one. I really highly recommend that you listen to every single one of them. I do, so I know it's possible. Go to weownthistown.net. All of the links you need are right there. Before we dive into the playlist for this week, I do want to make a correction from last week. We played an excellent new track from Grumpy called Davy Jones, and then I proceeded to give a bunch of information about their upcoming release that was 100% incorrect. I'm not sure how I did that, but Grumpy has a full-length album, not an EP, coming out on March 27th on Acrophase Records that is called Loser. Not whatever I said before. Grumpy, releasing Loser on March 27th. Egg on my face. That covers the apology for the week, but I did also want to add that last week we played Donors, and the full release from that track is now available, and it is good. Like, very, very good. So please go look up that Donors record. I think you will enjoy it. All right, well, let's just dive into this week's episode and keep all our fingers and toes crossed that I don't spread any misinformation this time. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. Try So Hard from the By Gods off their forthcoming new album due out on February 21st. I've actually not been able to drum up whatever the title of the new record is, but this is the third single that they've released so far, and it certainly is the most bombastic and full of energy. I mean, all three singles have been great, but this one, with its 2-minute runtime, has got me real excited to hear the whole record. The last album, Move On, came out in 2017, and I gotta say, I think the wait may have been worth it for new material. Just a few weeks away now, so unfortunately I don't have to wait too long, but I'm excited to hear it. And speaking of albums right on the horizon, how's that for a transition? Here's a track that's in a similar scenario.
Every afternoon.
was Evan P. Donahue with High in the Country, the first single off his forthcoming new album, Page of Wands. Back in April of 2019, Donahue launched a Kickstarter campaign to help raise funds to finish this record, and now it seems the fruits of that labor are finally revealing themselves. I actually backed the project and received my copy of the LP already, sitting right here next to me, and it looks great. This track is a laid-back affair, but I really love the harmonies on the vocals. I'm still listening through the entirety of Page of Wands, but I think folks are going to like what they hear. It's a bit different for Donahue, but in a really great way. Lots of songwriting, maturity, and stylistic stretching out. I will more than likely play more from this record once it's out. The album, Page of Wands, will be widely released on February 21st, 2020, same as the By Gods record. Donahue will be playing a show at the Five Spot to celebrate, so circle your calendar for February 21st. Seems like lots of good stuff coming down the pipe for that. Okay, let's keep going and play a track from a familiar friend. We'll be right back. That was Contention from Joni off his recently released EP, All the Time. We have played the title track on here before and had an interview episode covering all of the great things Joni has been involved with, which you'd think would satisfy my desire to play Joni on the show, but no, it does not. I really like this whole EP, and this track has been in very regular rotation for me. I actually got to see Joni play over at Tempo for the release of this EP, and it was so good. Turns out that a funky pop performance inside of a coffee shop can be a really rewarding experience. I had no idea. Joni is moving away to LA soon, so go listen to this EP in the heaviest rotation for the next few weeks as a positive send-off. He's done a lot of great things for Nashville. It's the least we can do for him. Thanks, Joni. All right, this episode, we're going to be changing up the vibe quite a bit between songs, so let's do that now. Let's change it up. That was Ivan with Up on the Roof, a new single that came out exclusively on Bandcamp just last Friday, though I suspect it will hit streaming services at some point. You know, I have a really hard time articulating what it is about Ivan that I'm drawn to. His production style is a bit bedroomy, but it doesn't sound DIY. His songs are layered and intricate, but they also feel kind of simple in a good way. And his vocals can be somewhat dramatic and pained, but never in an inauthentic way. All that should add up to some sort of contradictory mess, but it doesn't. It's captivating. I have no idea what to expect next from Ivan. Maybe more singles, maybe an album. Who knows? But I'm certainly willing and excited and interested to give it a listen. Up on the Roof, you surprised me in a most pleasant way. All right, another vibe change coming big time.
Feeling the load of my two escapes on and it should be getting loaded. With a task ahead, peace just man, I'm gonna tip ahead, but remember what the rest I heard is I'm blowing. Out of the pressure, out of the land, I'm gonna win the police, but I think that I like my chances. As I made my approach, sky broke open and a voice in there, what the hell do you think you're doing? I'm gonna feel those nuts, hit it.
the sky. And I felt my body lifted up from the ground. And I went into the sky. And I left the earth behind me. Oh Lord, I'm so sorry for everything that I've done. These aliens, they want to hurt me, but they're not ready for the long cold.
Dale Hollow with The Long Con with the song Tippin' off the just released EP Yours Truly. One word. So, what did we just hear? Obviously, there's a very distinct country and western vibe going on at the top, and then it just goes elsewhere. It's amazingly dramatic and very unexpected turn, and then it just revives itself and goes into almost a psych rock song, and then it returns to the original form. I am stunned. Stunned. I wish I could tell you a fascinating backstory about Dale Hollow, but I'm pretty light on information. In fact, if you Google it, you get a lot of information about a lake in Kentucky and almost nothing about the artist. Despite that, I have been able to drum up a little bit and can tell you that there are a number of releases out under his name, all of it in a country style, and a lot of it with kind of a questionable tongue-in-cheek sincerity. It reminds me of Johnny Corndog in a way. It's clearly a serious endeavor, but it's also having fun with itself, kind of playing with the format in a way. His bio says that he is one of the few known associates of the mysterious mass country crooner Orville Peck. And I gotta say, that makes 100% sense. The rest of the EP isn't nearly as bonkers as this song, but it's definitely worth a listen. Dale Hollow, you have thrown me for a loop, and I am loving it. I'll keep listening to this EP and most likely this song quite a bit in an attempt to decipher it, if such a thing can even be done. Okay, let's keep these vibe changes going.
Mm-hmm.
That was Signal In with the track Never Far off their recently released EP, Is This What You Call Home? This was actually a submission that came in via the We Own This Town site, and I was intrigued by the offering. The whole EP has a very atmospheric and ethereal vibe to it, and might actually pair well with that Ivan track we heard earlier. The primary songwriter, Manny Mangari, resides in Murfreesboro, and I like any opportunity I have to play something worthwhile from the Nashville area, not just the city proper. The release is available on Bandcamp and all the streaming services, so go check that out. Thank you so much for sending that in, Manny. Okay, we're rounding the bend towards the end of the show, so let's turn up the pace a little bit.
I
was a brand new track from Waterfall Wash entitled Stars off a forthcoming album entitled Mutable. This track debuted over on No Country for New Nashville just the other day and came with a lot of great background information. Apparently the track was inspired by those glow-in-the-dark stars that you'd put on your ceiling as a kid and serves as a nod to how repetition can be both a source of comfort and confusion. Interesting. The track was recorded with Nick Bullock at Awake Studios in South Nashville and mastered by Alan Douches, who has worked with Beach Slang, Octopus Project, and Saves the Day. A fitting engineer for the track, if I do say so myself. There's no release date for Mutable at this time, but I have it on good authority that the band has been working their butts off on it for over a year, wrangling PR around it and making sure it reaches as many people as it can. Let's hope this new single release is a sign that all those details have been worked out and that the album will have a definitive release date in the short future. I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's finish the show with another upbeat dose. TV from Date Night off their recently released album, Is This Also It? Which is absolutely a nod to the Strokes album title. Date Night is the project of Grayton Greene and his friends, formed in 2015 while Greene was a junior in high school. In that short 5 year span, they've released some EPs, some 7 inches, and a few full lengths, including 2018's highly enjoyable Coming At Ya 100 Miles Per Hour. This recording is definitely their least lo-fi of the batch, but hasn't really lost any of the ramshackle and bombastic energy that they do really, really well. I read in an interview with Greene that his original inspiration for the band was trying to make music like The Clash or The Replacements, which certainly shows through here. It doesn't sound like either of those bands specifically, but you can hear the influence. The record itself is short. It's 12 tracks and not quite 20 minutes. That's not a bad thing, it's just a true statement. In fact, I'd say that's a good thing, as the energy levels are kept up the entire time. The album is linked on the show details, so click on through and hear the whole thing. You've got 20 minutes to spare, I promise. All right, that's it. That's our show. I hope you enjoyed it, as I hope you enjoy it every week. So go check out the latest from all our shows, Nashville Demystified, Bandsplainer, Liquid Gold, Thick as Thieves. If you don't know, now you know. A new Hot Minute is coming very soon, so stay tuned in for that. You're going to like everything we got. We're going to like all of our shows, I promise. Find us at weownthistown.net or at weownthistown on all the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Send us stuff. Our DMs are open on Instagram, and you can always just send things that way or send me an email, michael@weownthistown.net. Emails. I still do them. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, before we go, this episode just so happens to come out on my birthday, February 3rd. So I'm going to treat myself and take us out with a song that I've always loved and maybe the one song that really, really convinced me that the Nashville music scene was an unbelievable resource of great music outside of country music. I don't know that I can pin that down to one song, but this one certainly is in the top running. I won't cite it in the show credits or link it in any way, but hopefully you'll know it and can always reach out to me if you want more details. Bye.
The happiest person.